Welcome to Love Opens All with Kimberly, where we learn to live in harmony, one breath at a time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Love Opens All. I am Kimberly, and I will be your host today and every week. And every week, this show, this Love Opens All show, you can expect to just explore with me, discover different areas. We're going to be talking about spirit, intuition, healing, also energy work with the chakras and yoga, meditation, your just spiritual self-help, stuff with the angels and everything, but not just about those subjects and those areas. We're going to try to incorporate those areas, that spirituality, that other side of us, make it all part of ourselves, part of our lives. You might already be working in these areas, but if you're not, maybe you'll learn a little bit something. And for that reason, I'm going to try to incorporate a guided meditation. That's the plan every week. That way, we'll be discussing a topic, you'll be learning, you'll explore, and then we'll go into meditation and have that time just to be able to go within, to reflect, to catch your breath. And I just find this very, very helpful because we're always learning. We're always wanting to know a little bit more to better ourselves, our lives, our environments, our relationships. And sometimes we don't know how to do that. So today's show, we're going to be discussing just about being honest with yourself. And you might say to yourself, I'm honest with myself, and maybe you are. Maybe for the most part, you're completely honest with yourself. But some of us, we're not always honest. We go through life, we go through situations thinking it's the right thing to do, or we're trying to please somebody else. And sometimes we get lost in what we like and don't like, or why we're even doing it. And with multitasking and life being busy and going to work and kids and all these different schedules and obligations, and now here comes the holidays and you throw that in there and it gets overwhelming, and you start going on this automatic pilot and you're not really taking care of your priorities or what's best for you, yourself, your health, your own family. And so we're going to try to get a handle on that, and hopefully we could just explore together every week different areas and incorporate the meditations and energy work and just different things and ideas that you could try and see if they help inspire you, encourage you to just change something for the better. We're trying to move in a positive direction. I want you to be happy. I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to have all this love and beauty and stuff. And sometimes it just doesn't happen, or it doesn't happen every day. So if we can, let's move towards that. Baby steps, whatever it takes, but let's try to get there together. So I invite you every week to just tune in. We're going to have fun. And at the same time, I am personally opening up the spiritual energy, and what does that mean to you or for you? I'm connecting to my guides, my angels, who I communicate with, because I'm able to do that. A lot of people are able to tune into their guides, their angels and spirits. Some people a little bit easier than others, and the ones that it comes a little bit more naturally to, we have to practice. But learning some little techniques here and there could help you just have a better life or a better outlook, or just change your energy, and then watch what happens around you. You start changing your energy in a positive way and you're happy. I mean, that rubs off. People feel that. It's contagious. So let's share the good energy. Let's not walk around, you know, down and sad and feeling like a victim or sad for ourselves. Yes, this happens. And if you're really having a problem with this, then you need to reach out to professionals. Right now, this show is just about my experiences. I want to share. I want to teach everything that I know, that I've learned, everything I do, and that's worked for me. And I hope it works for you. So today, being honest with yourself. And what exactly does that mean for you? That just means be honest. Just right now, we're just going to think of, let's think of area in your life that might need a little focus, a little bit more of your attention. And sometimes if we're honest with ourselves, it starts with us. Maybe you're neglecting, you're doing everything for everybody else, your spouse, your kids, your partners, your coworkers, everybody, your friends, your family, everyone, you're putting them first and you're putting yourself last. So if that's an area you need to focus on, we're going to pick one area about yourself that you're maybe not focusing on, or an area in your life that needs a little bit more attention. So what comes to mind? Are you not happy with your health, your weight, your eating habits, your relationships, maybe your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, you know, something that you, you know, from scale from 1 to 10, 10 being like, yeah, everything's perfect, and 1, you're like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of ignoring it, hoping it goes away, or keeping myself busy with other stuff. So we don't want to keep ourselves busy. We want to pay attention to the things that are not going right, and we're going to try to make them right. And how do we make them right? We have to pay attention to them. We have to focus on them. We have to do something about it. We need to take action. First, be honest with yourself. That's the number one step. Be honest with yourself. What area in your life needs a little extra attention or focus? Whatever pops up in your head, use your intuition, feel that gut feeling, what pops up in your head. It could even be something about love or your spiritual practices. Maybe you're a religious person not getting to church. Maybe something as simple as that. Maybe you're a very creative person, but you're not taking time to do something that you love, to take photographs, to paint, to cook, to sew, whatever it is that actually brings you that happiness, that joy, and balance back into your life so you feel like you're doing something for yourself. So what is it? And I don't know what it is, so just whatever it is, we're just picking one today. There might be different areas, but one that needs that attention. And remember, the answer is going to be different for everyone. The intention is just to bring that awareness and attention to this area. And once you know what to focus on, then you could examine it honestly. And after some attention and some examination, which we're going to do in a few minutes in our guided meditation, then you and only you know what's best for you. You need to be honest with yourself. Because remember, you are in control of your own life, your own choices. You're responsible for you, your energy, your emotions, your reactions, everything. So what is it? So say it's your health. Say it's to exercise more. Okay, I got to exercise more. That's great. You say, I want to exercise more. And some of us might start something for a day or two, a week, 2 weeks, and it kind of falls off. You forget about it. You go on vacation. You wanted to eat good. You ate good for 2 weeks. Vacation comes. You're on vacation for a week, and you're eating everything because you don't know when you're going to be back to this place and the food's amazing and you're eating dessert, and you come back and you're off your, not even your diet, just the positive life and food choices that you had made are now out the door, and you're like, ah, who cares? Start over or don't start over. So a lot of us, sometimes you don't start over and you forget that you had this momentum going. So it's about figuring out what it is that you have to focus on, being honest with yourself, and then you have to take some kind of action. You have to do something. You can't just say, I want to exercise more, or I'm going to eat better, go shopping one day, get some good healthy food, and that's it. No, you need to schedule a time for yourself. You need to actually follow through with that schedule. When you make that appointment with yourself to exercise, whether it be start off one day a week, you know, if you have to start with baby steps, do one, tell yourself, I'm just going to do it for 5 minutes. Go exercise for 5 minutes and see what happens. You'll probably, once you get there and you put your sneakers on, and you start moving and going on the treadmill or walking outside, you realize 5 minutes passed and now you're going into 5, 10, 20 minutes. So just get that momentum going. Just call it 5 minutes. Call it one meal a day you want to be healthy. I don't know, but you have to take steps. You have to take action, and you have to really just feel like you want to do. You want to do it because it's what's best for you, or however you want to communicate that to yourself. But you have to have a reason for it. Also, you're not going to follow through. You're not going to do it. If you don't really see yourself being healthy and seeing yourself having this energy and having this joy in your life all the time, or if you're exercising, if you don't see yourself lighter and feeling good and energized and being, you know, in a smaller clothes or just feeling better in pictures, whatever it is, whatever that looks like to you, only you know. So you have to create some affirmations, take some action. And we're going to do that all together. We're going to do that together, and we're going to do that now. We're going to go into meditation. And what does that mean? That just means we're going to find a place to sit or lay down just to be quiet, just to be with our thoughts. And I'm going to guide you with some words, and there's energy behind the words. But if I'm telling you, for example, let's go up the stairs or take the elevator, and you see an escalator or you decide to fly somewhere because you imagine yourself having wings, then that's your intuition. Have fun with it. Explore. Don't feel like, I can't follow what you're saying, or you're speaking too slow or going too fast, and I missed something. No, you didn't. You weren't supposed to get it. Maybe when you come back again or a different time. So don't beat yourself up. Relax. We're going to go within. And in order to do that, we want to just relax everything from head to toe. Relax all of your body. And breathe. The whole time, the breath is the most important part. The breath is going to lead you. It's going to relax you. It's going to ground you. It's going to let you just explore a little bit deeper. So let that body, let your physical body relax with the breath. We're going to start from our feet, and we're going to work our way up to the top of our head today. So imagine just relaxing your feet and your ankles. At the same time, your breath is naturally slowing down because you're just bringing your to this present moment. You're feeling the chair or the bed underneath you, wherever you're sitting on the bench, perhaps you're on the beach sitting in the sand, wherever you are, just feel your body against your foundation. Now relax your calves and your knees. Relax your hips and your thighs. Keep inhaling and exhaling gently and slowly. Relax all of your stomach muscles. Relax your chest. You're just inhaling and exhaling, just feeling that chest just rise and fall with each and every breath. Relax all of your spine, your upper, your middle, your lower back. Relax your shoulders. And release any tension you have stored up in your neck area. Relax all of your facial features. Just let the mouth fall open. Let the tongue just fall out to the side. Making sure you're not clenching your teeth or your jaw. Relax your chin. If you can, relax your cheeks, your nose, your brow, your scalp, and all the skin around your body. You're just relaxing, sinking deeper into relaxation with each and every breath. Grounding and shielding your energy with any way that comes to mind, any way that resonates with you. You could call in a color to just around you, above you, below you, behind you, in front of you. Just imagine a color of light, any color or multiple colors, whatever your intuition and imagination tells you. Imagine those colors just swirling around you, getting brighter and brighter as they flow. You ground your energy by just imagining roots coming from your lower spine, going down your legs like roots to the tree. Imagine those roots coming out the soles of your feet and going deep down into the ground, grounding, rooting you. And just go down deep into the ground like roots, ground them into Mother Earth. Now bring your awareness to the spiritual eye between the brows of your eyes. Take 3 full breaths here. Inhale and exhale gently and slowly. One more deep breath here. And we're going to create an intention for our meditation. Our intention is to be honest with ourselves to find an area that needs a little bit more focus. What area do I need to focus on? What area in my life am I neglecting or needs a little bit more attention? So we're doing a few things here. We're going within. Imagine giving your heart permission to open and listen. So we're going to try to open our heart. So imagine that heart area, the heart chakra in the middle of your chest is opening up so you could listen with your heart. Give yourself permission to open up your spiritual hearing. Give yourself permission. I give myself permission to connect to my highest self, to my highest truth. It is safe for me to receive divine guidance about the areas in my life that need a little bit more focus and attention. So a couple of things. You can just imagine if you're talking to yourself, your higher self. You can imagine if you believe in God or Jesus or the angels, you can call them in. If you're already working with them, call your masters in, your ascended masters, whoever you like. You call them in to help give you guidance if you already know how to do that. If not, we're just here in this moment and we want to pose and we want to ask a few questions. What area in my life needs a little bit more attention? Once you're honest with yourself and you get that one word, we're just doing one area at a time. We're just focusing on one area at a time, your health, your finances, love, relationships. Be very specific or very general. But so what about this area needs a little bit more focus or attention? Ask yourself and just try to see what are you not doing in this area? What are you neglecting? Just be honest with yourself. Why? Why are you putting it off? Is it too much work? Are you overwhelmed? Are you fearful of the end result? But right now, you're taking this time to go within, get the answers. What areas do you need to focus on? Why are you not focusing on it? And what would happen if you changed it in a positive way? If you started focusing on it, how would you feel? What would it look like? And imagine changing it. If it's your weight, imagine yourself healthy. If it's eating better, imagine yourself eating this great food or organic or natural and feeling good, feeling energized, feeling positive, not feeling foggy or tired anymore, not forgetful, not spacey. If it's a relationship, what needs to change? What can you change? If something's not going your way without blaming the other person, what could you do today to change your reactions? What could you implement? What action can you take to change it? And just be honest with yourself. Nobody else is listening to the conversation in your head, your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings. They are completely private right now. Unless, of course, you're talking to your spiritual family. It's not private, but I mean, a person in front of you, there's not anyone that's judging you. And this doesn't have to be overwhelming or anything that's going to bother you, but just be aware of it. It could be something small. You just want to change something small. So become aware of it. What needs to change? And remember, change starts with you. If you don't like it, change it. Don't wait for somebody else to change it. If you want something to change, you make your own choices. You are responsible for yourself, your life. Do it because it's what's best for you. And everything and everyone around you begins to be infected with this positive energy, with your strength, with your confidence, with your love. with the respect you have for yourself and your life. This was just a very short meditation, but you can use this any time to go within. You could fast forward, listen again, to find a different area, to take the time. I'm going to be quiet for a few breaths so you could ask any other question that you'd like. And remember, the answers come immediately and in many forms. So if you think you're not getting any information, if you're not seeing anything, you're not hearing anything, maybe you just know what area you need to work on. Just listen to your gut feeling. Listen to your inner compass. Whatever word you want to use, follow your truth. Follow what feels good for you. Follow that. If it feels bad, you know, then leave it alone. Follow what's good. Feel what's right for you. And I'll be back to get you in a few more breaths. And now we're going to just gently come back to awareness. Thank anyone that you might have invited to come in, any answers that you got, your guides, your angels, masters, loved ones in spirit, whoever showed up with messages. And if they didn't show up, just know that they were there around you, whether you witnessed them, felt them or not. They're around you. They love you. They want to cheer you on. They want you to be happy. And just slowly come back. Start to wiggle your fingers, your toes. You might want to stretch your arms above your head. Give yourself a nice stretch in each direction. You can keep your eyes closed for a few more minutes. And I'm going to read you a little love note. This is a little note just about being honest with yourself and see if it resonates with you. And if you don't realize it's for you, you might not realize it until later on during the day that it's something that you need to pay attention to, or just even just one word. It doesn't have to be the whole message. Remember, just take what feels right and then don't worry about the rest. So love note. Being honest with yourself is the key to getting to know your true likes and dislikes and what is working or not working for you. Only you know your own truths. If you fail to be honest and real with yourself, you will be giving up control to something or someone other than you. If that's not what you want, then decide what area needs your time, focus, and attention. Start there and make a plan that works best for you, your life, and begin taking action and creating positive habits to accomplish your goals. Break things down into small steps if you tend to get overwhelmed easily. Before you know it, your honesty with your own wants and needs will make life seem a little bit brighter. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving forward on your self-development. Keep taking action steps to create the best life and experiences that you deserve. I know you can do it. I believe in you. Now go and start being honest with yourself today. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and meditation. Hopefully you get something out of it, small or large. Let me know if you do. If you like this episode, please share it with others that might like it too. And I invite you to listen every week to Love Opens All. But we're trying to just build that community and grow that community rooted in love. And the best way to keep updated on any upcoming live shows or even just to listen to archives, you could follow me on Love Opens All. If you're online, just at the top of the page, I think it's the top right-hand corner, just press follow and you'll be notified whenever there's updates or any live shows coming up. You can also, if you want, follow me on Facebook at Love Opens All, or go to my website, www.loveopensall.com, opens with an S. And I appreciate your time. I appreciate you trying to learn, discover, explore with me. And thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye for now.